The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, you know, it's an Open Line Thursday today, Bish Bucks.
Yep.
Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Your chance to steer the show. You can talk about whatever you want. Fill us in on what you did for Christmas. Best gift you got. 800-636-1067. We got Heavy Metal Chris here.
Yeah, we didn't ask
Heavy
him.
Heavy Metal Chris, what's your Christmas like?
Yeah, how was it?
I got two little kids, and it's all about them. You know, I got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Oh.
So they were getting all kinds of stuff from Santa.
Yeah.
Do you get drum kits? Do you have them becoming heavy metal heads?
Not drum. So my oldest is in piano lessons, but okay. We already have a piano. So we didn't do a lot of instrument kind of stuff. But, you know, there's all just... Honestly, I'm at the point where it's like the grandparents and like the aunts and uncles and everybody just kind of like buys them all the stuff. And it's like,
right. You're
buying some stuff here and there.
Huh.
But it's like, I feel like if I'm buying more stuff for them, it's just more stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Like,
yep. I know.
But
that's just the way it is when they're young, bro.
Yeah, I know. They had a great, you know, seeing the looks on their faces and seeing how happy they were. We put the cookies out the night before. They were so excited to see, you know, Santa come and everything. So that was real
fun. Do you play Christmas music?
Yeah. So there's
So there's a soft side to heavy metal, Chris.
So there's actually it's kind of a tradition. Me and my partner Catherine have. So there's a guy on the college radio for Princeton University that runs a 25-hour Christmas special every every Christmas Eve. He starts at like 5 or 6 in the evening, and just runs it 24 hours, and it's all kinds of weird Christmas songs, you know. It might be a weird, like, cover of a Ramones song. They've turned into something about Santa or just, like, whatever, you know? Like, it's goofy, weird, you know, covers and just weird things like that.
So you're not listening to Bing Crosby?
Not so much. I mean, I put some of that on for the kids because I want them to, like, know that music.
Right.
But also, having worked in retail, I don't think there's a person that worked in retail that loves Christmas music. You know?
Well, it's funny because the Christmas music pretty much is dead now. Like, the day after Christmas, you don't hear any Christmas music on any of the stations. Now, Christmas commercials, you'll probably still see those. And then the Christmas movies will still play, at least probably through New Year's. But Christmas music is dead. You won't hear anything.
Did you get any good gifts yourself?
I mean, you know, my folks kicked me a couple bucks cash and some stuff like that. I got awesome tickets. One of my friends got me tickets to see Emperor, who's coming up to the Fillmore in May.
Emperor?
That's awesome. Yeah,
is that a heavy metal band?
It is. It's a Norwegian band. They don't come over a lot, so it's a rare chance to see them.
Oh, they must be really good.
They are really good. Yeah. They're probably playing like 6 or 7 dates in the U.S. So it's not like a full like every night tour kind of thing. And
gotcha.
Last time they came around, they played New York last year, and I drove up to New York to go see them. So they're actually playing the DMV this time. So I'm real excited. And
so where do you live?
I live in D.C.
You live in D.C.?
Yeah.
So did you open presents with your kids in the morning? Did you have to travel anywhere to a
no,
family?
No, all our family lives. We did a lot of Zooms and stuff all day.
Okay.
We do a lot of that. Both mine and my partner's families are far out of the area. Mine live in Florida and hers live in Texas.
Gotcha.
So
I got to tell you, I was so tired yesterday because of Christmas Eve. And, you know, I was just butt tired yesterday after I watched the first half of the Ravens game. I said, this game was Dunsky because Houston didn't have any interest in showing up and the Ravens were so much better in every aspect. So I went up to bed and I probably fell asleep, JP. I probably fell asleep at 7 last night.
Through the night.
Well, I
know
sleep,
you wake
I sleep
up sometimes,
hard.
But
my body woke
you didn't
up.
Get out of bed.
I didn't get out of bed.
Starting at 7 p.m. till you came to do the show today.
Valdez, I woke up at 7, or I fell asleep at 7. I probably woke, my body woke up at around 1:30.
That sounds like heaven.
1:30. And I couldn't fall back asleep. So I kind of just, I was on my phone for a little bit and just kind of looking at the ceiling. Got up a couple times just to go to the bathroom. But yeah, I was asleep by 7. Slept hard probably for 5 hours, maybe 6, and then got up.
Did you get any good gifts?
Nah, but I didn't ask for anything.
Yeah, I didn't ask for anything either. Valdez, did you get anything that stood out besides your scratchers?
Well, I sent golf shoes to my parents for them to wrap up for me to open on Christmas.
So you got to open your own golf
shoes?
Yeah,
I opened my own gift.
I did that with my nose hair trimmer.
Yeah, golf shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Golf
I got
balls.
This hoodie that I'm wearing, just a regular beige hoodie.
Yeah.
I got a silly giant gift card for $25.
Oh, to go grocery shopping?
Yeah, go grocery shopping.
I'll get you like 2 items.
I know.
Yeah, Dylan got me a Home Depot gift card.
Uh-huh. I got a Texas Roadhouse gift card.
Nice.
That's my favorite chain restaurant ever.
That's good.
I got an Under Armour workout shirt from Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
This nothing
you know
special.
Yeah.
Isabella from her Santa's Workshop got... Growing up, and I don't know if Cracker Barrel still has it, but growing up, there used to be a place in Bowie called the Dutch Pantry. It was attached to the Holiday Inn.
I remember that
It was
place.
Kind of a poor man's IHOP.
Yeah.
They used to have those games with the pegs, the triangle,
mm-hmm.
and you would, like, you're a genius if you can eliminate all the pegs by jumping them, and then, so I got one of those from Isabella,
mm-hmm.
which I've never been able to, I think, achieve genius status.
Right.
But I guess I could try it.
The only thing I get from, well, my mother-in-law always gets me something, but she'll get me a bottle of something, either wine or liquor, or she got me a bottle of Tito's. But she gave me she gives me candles because I love candles. Mm-hmm. I have candles all over the house. I light them all the time. I just love them. But I told my wife I don't want anything. I told the girls I don't want anything. They each got me something small, but it's like I said, I don't, it's all about what they get.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we stepped it up a little bit. We got a couple of nice gifts for them, and then they got some cash. But the days of looking forward to opening presents are way gone for me.
Yeah, I mean, somebody can surprise you with something that's cool. Sounds like Chris mm-hmm. got a cool gift at the concert.
Yeah.
I'm more about experiences
right.
than gifts.
I agree.
I mean, if I could have, you know, waved a magic wand,
mm-hmm.
and maybe next year I'll do it. A lot of my friends are going away like this week, like going away for New Year's. Like mm-hmm. my buddy Eric's going to Disney. Got another friend, I think, that was going to Florida. You guys are going to Florida.
Yeah, Marco Island. Yep.
I think that's what I'd prefer to do.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my family's in Puerto Rico, so that's not a bad spot to go to during the holidays.
Correct.
Because you get
something
that nice
warm.
Weather.
Yep.
A little more expensive to travel this time of year.
It is.
But that would be what I'm into. I'm more into the experiences.
Good.
All right, let's open up the Junkie Sports Space because there were a couple of NFL games. By the way, the poll right now is you can vote at Junks Radio, the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made super smooth, love throughout the DMV. It's overwhelmingly NFL.
Good.
What did you watch on Christmas Day? 62% NFL.
Wow. I would have thought higher.
Well, there's the option of both, right?
Yeah.
So NBA.
What did just NBA get?
Just NBA, which is what Chris did.
Okay, 15%.
Chris doesn't have Netflix.
10%?
All right, Chris doesn't have Netflix.
Right.
I just found this out. He's a Phoenix Suns fan.
Okay.
Used to live in Phoenix, so.
All right. Did they win? I don't even know if they won.
They did.
Okay. Booker didn't play, right?
I don't know because I had to go to sleep early because I was working the Junkies this morning and that was the late game last night. So I didn't really get to watch it. But
I don't think Booker played. But go
so
ahead.
I should preface this. NFL 64%. Neither NFL or NBA, like you're just watching Christmas movies, spending family time, is 18%.
Mm.
So that's already, do the math, it's 82%.
Mm-hmm.
14% watch both Only 4% watch just NBA.
Just wow.
But if you even include both and NBA, only 18% watch the NBA. Mm-hmm. And I know LeBron, apparently after the game, now I didn't stay up to watch that. I'll be honest, I watched 5 minutes of NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Like the NFL games suck so bad that I was like, all right, let's check out what's going on in the NBA game. And I clicked on it when Dallas was playing. They were already down 20 and Luka was hurt.
I know. We might he might be out for a while.
Yeah, calf strain.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that could be 3 weeks, a month.
2 to 4 weeks usually.
So our over is dicey. I know they're 19 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get to 50 wins, but I don't know if we're going to get that.
Yeah.
For our total.
But regardless of what LeBron says, the NFL is going to own this day if they play on Christmas Day again.
Well, I'd assume they would.
I would think so.
Right.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, tell us what you watch, what maybe you got for Christmas. Let's open up the Junkie Sports page.
All right, but real quick about the Netflix thing, and we'll talk about the games. Netflix paid $150 million to have the two games on for Christmas Day, which is a big deal. I mean, it's a lot of money. Now, I guess they don't need ratings. They just need buys, right? So I wonder how many people actually bought Netflix, which I pay like $23 a month. Did they increase the price just for this NFL package? I assume they did. If you wanted to just buy Netflix just for the two games, what do you think it was?
I don't know, but didn't there were commercials?
Yeah.
So they were making money off commercials,
yeah,
too.
They did. But it doesn't matter what the games did. Like, it doesn't matter that there were blowouts. If they got the buys, that's what they want.
No.
And I'm just wondering if they increased the prices. So all those Ravens fans that don't have Netflix, like the thousands of Ravens fans that don't have Netflix, I'm sure they purchased it.
Well, no, because if you're in the area, it was on a WJZ.
Yep. Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So you didn't need the Netflix. So if you're in the local markets, you didn't need it. Okay.
Right.
All right, well, either or, if you're a Ravens fan, you don't live in Baltimore, I wonder what they charged.
We talked about this on Tuesday. I think people are somehow sleeping on the Kansas City Chiefs.
I know. And they shouldn't.
Like, they showed a graphic during the game of the teams that haven't scored 30 points this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was the Patriots, maybe the Jaguars. It was two awful teams and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why we're maybe sleeping on them, is because they're not really, I mean, I would say this was a blowout, but by and large, they're not really blowing people out. 100%. They're not putting up these huge points.
Right.
But they got one loss.
Their defense has been really good, holding teams down. I mean, yesterday they go right down the field in their opening possession. They score, miss the extra point, but they score. And then the Steelers, they punted. They punted, and then they go right down the field again.
Well, they had a good punt return.
Good punt return.
Position.
And it's 13-0.
Yep. Then the Steelers got in position to score, and Russ threw an interception.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was on the broadcast. They tried to make it seem, well, Pickens didn't run his route.
It was a terrible pass, though.
But
Pickens, it had no shot of being completed.
If Pickens runs the go route, the safety comes to him, and then it's open.
Yeah.
But it was just a different class. The Steelers are going to make the playoffs.
Yep.
They've lost three in a row now.
Correct.
And why have they lost three in a row? Well, they played really good teams, right?
You've
seen the class of team that the Pittsburgh Steelers are. They're a good team. But they're kind of like the Washington Commanders, right? They can beat just about anybody, but when they actually play the big boys, they played the Eagles, the Ravens, and Chiefs in the last three games, they've lost.
And they've scored a total of 40 points in those three losses. And we did say before the game, we said it on Tuesday, that, look, they're a different offense without Pickens. Pickens was back. I got to think Mike Tomlin, and you could see it on a lot of the players' faces, they're just pissed off about how they've been playing, especially in that game. And I got to think Mike Tomlin is considering a quarterback change. It's just natural because Russell Wilson has turned the ball over a few times in these losses, and he did it yesterday. He certainly did it in the Raven game with that pick six and then the fumble.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? They're not going to go back to Justin Fields.
Why wouldn't they? They could.
Really?
Why wouldn't they? Russell Wilson is not playing well enough, and Mike Tomlin doesn't care about that. If Mike Tomlin feels like it's a better team and a better offense with Justin Fields, I could see him. I'm not saying he's going to do it, but I guarantee he's pondering it. And, you know, they've already clinched a playoff spot, but they're going to be playing on the road. And they just have not been playing very well offensively.
I'm looking at the Eagles game, which started their losing streak. He threw for 128 yards.
Yeah.
Then against the Ravens, 217, two touchdowns, but he had a pick six.
And a fumble.
And then this game against the Chiefs.
Hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, he was awful.
205 yards with the pick.
And he was holding the ball a bunch. I mean, he wouldn't throw the ball away. He was sacked four or five times.
Well, let's see what they do against the Bengals, because the Bengals have a terrible defense. That's how they're going to close their season.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that when you are losing like you're losing and your quarterback is, and it's not all the quarterback, but I mean, he's a major part of it, and he's not playing well, and he's turned the ball over. I mean, it's not like Fields isn't capable of winning you a game or two. I think he probably is. Now, going on the road in the playoffs, different story, especially because you'll be playing against some of the best teams. But I got to think Mike Tomlin's thinking about it. He doesn't care what your name is.
Overall, Russ is 15 touchdowns with just five picks.
Yeah, but he's been playing awful. 15 touchdowns is not good.
All right, we'll come back, take your calls, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Open line Thursday here on the Junkies. Your chance to steer the show. Be right back.